Have you ever wondered how to do this whole adult thing?
Oh, I don't understand.
The What's Next podcast.
What are we doing?
Well, let me break it down for you.
How to get it together as a youngin'.
And away we go.
Share houses, renting, moving out. We see it a lot in pop culture, but what does it actually involve? Well, Chloe had a few questions, and hopefully these are things that you've been wondering too.
And maybe hide that on your way out, because if my roommate sees, I mean, she is crazy. She thinks she's my mom.
That is your mom.
Dude, you think I live with my parents?
Oh, is that your dad, though?
No. That's just some old crotchety Indian couple that I sublet to. The weird thing is they look like me.
They've got photos of themselves with you as a kid.
I want to move out of my parents' house and into a share house. Where do I start?
So there are plenty of websites like Gumtree, Flatmates, Flatmate Finders, Share Houses. They're a really good place to start if you're looking to find a room in a share house. You can also look at things like posters that appear around unis and TAFEs, often they're advertising spare rooms they have. There's also a bunch of Facebook groups, and these can be geographically specific. So in Sydney, we have the Inner West Housemate group. In Adelaide, there's Queer Housing, so more of a social demographic. And there's also a thing called Sustainable Share Houses in Melbourne. So depending on what you're looking for, there's probably a Facebook group out there for you, or Facebook generally. So what can be really helpful is if you pop a status up that says you're looking for a place, you might actually be surprised at just how many people on your friends list are either looking for a housemate themselves or know someone who is. And if you are looking to start a new share house from scratch, you can check out the websites of real estate companies, or you can use the comprehensive site like realestate.com to see what's available for rent.
How do I apply?
So if you're applying to start a new share house, make sure you go to the open inspection and wear something smart and introduce yourself to the agent. And if you're really keen on the place, bring along all the paperwork with you so that you can apply on the spot. They're always impressed by this. Rental application forms can usually be found on the real estate company's website, and usually you need to have a reference, a proof of income, and some personal details.
Daenerys Stormborn of House Targaryen, rightful heir to the Iron Throne, rightful queen of the Andals and the First Men.
If you're applying for an existing share house through Gumtree or Facebook, send them a message and make sure you introduce yourself and include information about your hobbies, your financial situation, and why you'd make a good housemate. If you just say, "Hi, I'm interested in the room," those messages won't get you far, especially if there are lots and lots of people applying for the same place. Always make sure you check out a place before committing to moving in or signing anything, because it might not look like the photos.
Where's the bathroom?
Where isn't the bathroom?
Okay, say I'm accepted. What should I do when I first move in?
Well, if you're moving into a brand new house, make sure you walk around and make note of anything that's wrong or broken and take photos. This comes in handy when you move out and the landlord might try to charge you for the damage, and you can prove, no, that was already like that before we moved in.
I'm moving out of my parents' house and I don't have any furniture, but I also don't have that much money. Where should I start to find cheap furniture and homewares?
Great question. So op shops can be a really great place to find furniture and homewares if you're on a budget. There's also lots of Facebook groups out there for trading and swapping goods. And sometimes there's free groups as well, where people might be wanting to get rid of a couch. You just have to go and pick it up and it's free.
Really? We got all this rusty crap for free?
Websites like Gumtree and The Trading Post are also really good for furniture. And stores like IKEA, Kmart and Target can also be great for cheap homewares and furniture.
How does renting actually work? What are the legal things I need to know about? You know, what's a lease?
So a lease is a legal contract between a landlord and a tenant that outlines what the tenant will pay weekly, monthly or fortnightly for rent and how long that's going to last. So leases are usually for a year. They can sometimes be 6 months, 3 months or a more flexible kind of rolling arrangement.
Do I have to go in on the lease?
Well, that's up to your landlord. So sometimes they want everybody living in the house to go on the lease. Sometimes only one or two people is enough for them. So being on the lease means a bit more responsibility for the property, but it can also be helpful in the future for building up rental references, which you need to put on applications for houses you might be applying for later.
You're a cool guy, but you're not pulling your weight in the flat.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that I'm cool.
No, that's not the point, though. Yeah, you're missing
the point.
Not
the, I know.
Flat meeting about how cool you are.
I've heard house inspections can be a bit scary. What are the deal with those?
Well, house inspections are up to the real estate company in charge of your property, and they usually happen every 3 months, and you should be given, well, you have to be given 7 days written notice before they can conduct one, and there can't be more than 4 inspections in a year. So it's actually illegal for the landlord or agent to come onto your property without notice. So as I said, 7 days for a routine inspection, and if they're coming on the property to assess the need for maintenance or work done, then 2 days notice is required.
When dividing money between my housemates, how do I split the bills and stuff?
Well, it's up to the house, really. So usually bills are split evenly between the amount of people living in the house. But sometimes there are other arrangements made. Say someone has a heater in their room that they're running all winter and no one else has a heater, they might pay a little bit more for electricity. Or if someone uses a lot more internet than someone else and you have a limit on it, they might pay more. But traditionally the starting point is everyone sort of pays equal bills.
Okay, here's the phone bill. Oh my God! That's our phone number.
There's a free app called Splitwise, which can be really handy. It's a way of tracking house expenses and seeing who owes money to who.
All right, downloading the app now. Splitwise, there you go. If anything goes wrong, what can I do? How can I get help?
So if you're having trouble with a dodgy landlord or agent who might be coming around unannounced or they're not fixing things that they should be, you can get in touch with the tenants' union in your city or find the community legal centre in your city who can inform you of your rights and responsibilities as a renter. If you're at uni or TAFE, there should be an on-campus accommodation officer who can help out too. If it's an emergency at the property, do ring 000. There's heaps of resources online for renters' rights and responsibilities, so make sure you're up to speed on what you can and can't do. And good luck!
Thanks.
We are looking for a flatmate. Do you need a room?
Yes, please.
This episode of the Splainer podcast was written, recorded, and produced by Ellie Parnell from the Next Podcast team.